You're listening to Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla DeRoche. And also, we have a guest here today.
Hello.
What is your name?
Jesse Padilla.
Jesse Padilla is here to talk about the rodeo that's coming up. And what is that rodeo?
That rodeo is this weekend, August 29th and 30th at the fairgrounds.
Hey, that's awesome. So could you tell me a little bit about your background with the rodeo and your involvement?
I'm currently on the board of directors. This year I'm in charge of the games, the midway. That's something new that we added, and also the rides, which would be the bounce houses that we're going to have out there.
What's the age limit for the bounce houses?
We're trying to keep it. Our target demographic is the younger children, 10 and below.
Okay, you've crushed my hopes. But that is okay, because I can still eat the chili, which I think Jay mentioned before.
Yes, we're very excited about that. We're going to have on Sunday, we're going to have a chili cook-off. And it's local entries, local recipes. It's also, there's a salsa cook-off in conjunction with this. So I'd like to throw that out there. But the chili, like I said, it's local recipes, local Kodiak, bringing their best of what they got to see what we have and to let us taste what the Rock has to offer.
Oh, that sounds delicious. So in order to taste the salsa and the chili, do I have to make some?
No, you can. And that's a great question, because there's not only will we have judges, our local celebrity judges, but we'll also have the People's Choice Awards. So that's the general public. You come in and you taste the various entries and you vote for the best, and they will receive a prize.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Especially the bragging rights. That's what you're looking for.
I'm really looking for a good meal. And I'm sure I'll get it just in many different variations of chili, just like straight chili. And how long is the period of the rodeo? So is it for a few days or is it one day? Or?
The rodeo itself is one day. It's going to be on the 29th. Some of the events will be bull riding, bronc riding, bareback riding. You'll have both bareback and saddle broncs, you'll have your junior senior bell races, pole racing, you'll have double mugging, then you also have steer riding, rescue races, and more rodeo events.
Did you say double mugging?
Yes, that is correct.
I'm from New York, and that sounds like, I'm sure, something different than...
Yes, no, it's not being held up twice at the ATM by different people. No, this is actually where you'll have a cowboy mounted on a horse, or he'll rope a cow, and you'll have a cowboy on the ground, or cowgirl, excuse me, and they will cut a calf. So basically, the mounted cowboy will select a calf that they want cut from the rest of the herd. They'll rope it, pull it away, and then they'll both cowboys will tie the calf up.
Oh, wow.
So it was usually used for branding back in the day. That's what it was for. That's how you separated the calf to get it to brand it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I'm not super familiar with the ways of the cowboy or rodeo background. So what's your familiarity with that?
I'm an avid spectator. No, I just love it. It's fun. It was something that I grew up in Houston. So we had the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and that was a huge part of our culture. So, I loved the atmosphere. It was just great. You know, you have the rodeo carnival atmosphere that you had going on. I loved it as a child. It was some of my fondest memories.
And the rodeo that you just referred to, that's based in Houston, is that a big rodeo?
It's a much larger scale. Yes, I mean, it's just, it's a bigger population talking about Houston, so, but we try to get as close as we can to get that feeling, that same ambiance, the atmosphere, or bring it here to Kodiak.
All right, so could you tell me a little bit about your background with this rodeo, like what made you want to get involved, and how long have you been involved? And
I've been on the board for a year now, and the reason I got involved was to make a difference. I thought I had something I could bring to the table to help out and to just make that rodeo a little bit better than what it was. For years in past, it was, for lack of better words, lackluster. you know, you're left a lot to be desired. So that's when, instead of sitting around and complaining about things, this is where I said, you need to get involved. And I talked to my wife about it, and she agreed. She said, you need to get involved. If you want to make a change, sitting around complaining is not going to help. So here we are.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to the new and improved rodeo as my first years. And I can't remember ever having seen a rodeo in New York City. As I was telling you before, that's really something that you have to go after in New York City. Like, there's so many events, and there's not one fair that will feature a rodeo or one event that will feature a rodeo. So that's something you'd have to Google and find a time and find a date and, like, really go out of your way to see. So this is something I'm excited for. And what changes are going to be seen this year?
Well, some of the changes that we've added would be the barbecue and dance. That's just one of the small changes. The chili cook-off, obviously. And then we're going to have lots of demonstrations, more demonstrations and exhibits than we have in the past. We're also featuring our farmers market, our local farmers markets. They're going to be there selling their wares. And, of course, there's, like I said, again, there's going to be exhibits, people putting on demonstrations of their crafts. You know, so you have sword fighters, goat milking, people. And we're still open for people who want to do a demonstration or exhibit. There may be soap making, you know, just different types of things that, you know, homemade stuff. That's what we're shooting for, things that you can do in the home and also things that are homemade that you, you know, bring out to sell.
So there are going to be goats for people to milk.
Well, somebody will be milking a goat. I'm okay. Pretty sure that there's going to be goats running around. I wouldn't recommend milking them.
Okay, I thought I was going to get the opportunity to act out my childhood dream of being a farmer. But I have milked a cow before. I don't know if it's comparable, but...
I've milked the cow. I have not milked the goat. So I'm in the same boat. I don't know if it is.
I also can't tell the difference between different kinds of goats and, like, sheep and all the different things that are kind of white, furry creatures. So I'm not sure if there's one of them. Like, what is the one? A ram. A ram's the one that rams you. And
Exactly. Yeah, well, this would be the best place to come out and to learn the different types of animals. There's going to be definitely livestock exhibits.
Oh.
So you'll get to see the different types of livestock raised here on the island and on the mainland. They'll be for display and... like I said, that's the place where you go and you get to see the different types of animals and learn the different species.
You're probably more familiar with this than I am, but I've met a few people who have tried their hand at organic farming, and they have goats and they have horses and they have all these different kinds of livestock. Is that something that you've encountered while you were here?
I have. I've definitely met a lot of that. I even tried to teach my children and my young children some of the arts and crafts of farming. The eagles had a different plan, and they kind of cut that lesson short. So I kind of just out of frustration and lack of explanations for my children, I kind of just kind of put that on hold for now. But yeah, you definitely find that here. This is definitely a community that has a lot of that, you know, people who grow their own vegetables and you see it just in the fishery, you know, people catching their own, who live on subsistence, you know, the halibuts, the salmon, also with deer, you know, and people who, you know, bring those home and, you have all different types of recipes and way to prepare all this game and the food,
yeah.
Which I find really interesting.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I'm coming from New York City. I wasn't familiar with a lot of people who would grow their own produce and bake their own pies out of stuff they had grown themselves. But just to call out the people I live with now, because I don't think they're listening. It's the middle of the day at work, and I know their schedules. So the Brodies, I live with the Brodies. And,
nice.
Joanne Brody is a cultivator of berries, and she has raspberry patches and all kinds of things in her garden in Chiniac. It's like an impressive piece of land. From New York, where land is very sparse, I don't see these large swaths of land with carrots, and that's not a usual sight for me. So they pick raspberries, and they make pies, and, you know, custard pies. It's all delicious, and it's all so fresh, and that's, like, something that I have not gotten to have in the past in my own life. So coming here, you know, I originally thought it was a barren wasteland, because that's what people told me it was, like interior Alaska during the middle of winter, like negative degree something something. And so this rodeo is really going to be an opportunity for you to get some of that great produce into your fridge, right?
Yes, definitely. With the farmer's market, you'll definitely have that ability, that opportunity available to you. Also, you did mention you have people who bake their own breads and the pies. I know that we have quite a few members of the farmer's market that do have those, offer those types of foods, and we'll have them available hopefully at the fair. We're looking forward to a huge turnout. The more the better. It's going to take a community to raise this baby. So we really, really are looking forward to having as much participation from the community as possible. Whether you're going to be a participant or just somebody who's coming out to a patron of the fair. But you definitely get to see the different foods, and there'll be the different contests. It's a fair. So if you have a recipe, a cake recipe, a pie recipe, even if you're a great quilter, those are categories within the fair that you can enter your product and have potentially win a prize.
Oh, wow. Sounds good.
And like I said, the bragging rights, that's what I'm going for, especially on the chili.
Oh, you're going to participate? You're going to make some chili?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to. I really, really want to, but I just feel it'd be a conflict of interest.
You're probably right.
I mean, having hand-selected the judges, I don't think it'd be fair. Maybe next year I'll have take my hands off and get into the actual cooking side of it.
Right. Yeah. Do you have a recipe that you like to go for chili usually?
I do. I do. I have a recipe that I've handed down from generations, and I'm sure there's plenty of them out there. So no, I can't tell you what's in it, but it's all FDA approved.
Okay. Where are the bulls from in the rodeo? I'm curious about the rodeo and where you get those cowboys and the...
Well, a lot of your cowboys will be local, especially the cowgirls. You have a lot of local cowboys and cowgirls. The bulls themselves, they come from off-island. There's a livestock company from the mainland, from Alaska themselves. Then that's where we get them.
Okay. So... are you going to have returning cowboys? Have they already signed up, or how do people sign up?
Yes. You have a lot of people who have already signed up, but if you do want to sign up, the space is still available. That will happen on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Or you can call Bonnie Stratman at 942-7529. One thing also I'd like to mention is that we're going to have the Little Wranglers Rodeo, which will be local Kodiak children. They'll get to be in their first rodeo, see if a cowboy is really what they want to become, or just live out the childhood dream of being a cowboy. And we'll have a few events. There'll be So each child will have to perform various tasks from a stick horse. You can either make your own stick horse and bring it, or there will be stick horses provided at the fair and rodeo. But one of the events include the stick horse barrel racing, goat tail tying, where you just tie a little bow on a goat's tail, rescue a stuffed animal, and an egg and spoon race. So that's for the Little Wranglers Rodeo. Prizes definitely will be given out. Now, during the main rodeo for children, we have a calf scramble, calf riding, and steer riding. And I can say personally, one of my boys will be in the calf riding. So we're looking forward to that.
How old is he?
He's six.
He's six?
That's correct.
Oh.
Well, we will provide the protective equipment and stuff like that for the children. Now, if you're a professional cowboy and you come out, you're going to have to bring your own horse and your own gear. So sorry, maybe you could probably borrow it, but suggest that you bring your own.
What gear would that be?
Well, obviously you'll have your boots, your chaps, your spurs if need be. Also, I can't forget the hat.
vital gear here for the protection of your head.
But also, you know, your gloves. You have gloves for if you're a bronc rider or saddle bronc rider. The cowboys have to they bring their own seats and their own ropes and the belts for the animals themselves. Those that's personal to you that you bring. So and obviously if you're going to do something like barrel racing or team roping, things like that, or any type of roping, you're going to have a horse. So
right. And I have heard of bronc busting. What is that?
Bronc busting. That's what was bronc riding. Back in the day, to get a horse to tame a horse, they'd just cowboys would get on top of the horse, get on its back, and it would buck them off, and they'd keep doing it till the horse finally broke. Then he would stop bucking that cowboy off, and now it's a rideable horse versus wild.
That take a long time, or was it like a one-off kind of training?
I'm pretty sure that it takes, from what I've seen in my experience, it does take a little bit, maybe one or two rides. But for the most part, I mean, it could be lengthy. And if you got a stubborn horse, obviously it's going to be a while.
Well, I could definitely see how this would be a market for, like, being a cowboy back in the day, you know, and this is a service that you need someone to do, and you
Definitely.
Didn't want to do it yourself or you couldn't do it yourself. I could see how this would be a good job for any given person with experience in horsing things or a horser, I don't know, a cowboy.
Equestrian, anything
equestrian. Equestrian, yeah.
But the one thing, remember now, back not too long ago, almost 100 years ago or a little less than 100 years ago, the horse was the main transportation. Hmm. So, yeah, there was a huge demand for that.
Right. And is there any bronc busting at this rodeo?
There will be. That would be the bronc riding, bareback or saddle. Depends on the cowboy, but those are two separate events. So in the bareback, basically it's the cowboy, he's on the horse, and it's going to buck, but he's holding onto a rope or reins, versus the saddle bronc, which is an actual saddle that's on the horse.
Okay, so if someone has a horse, they need bronced. Can they bring their horse to these people?
Well, they could. I'm pretty sure, late next week, you know, sometime they could arrange an appointment. But at this, we have the animals themselves are athletes. And they themselves get points to go on to, you know, as this is good livestock for bigger rodeos. So pretty much in every state, you're going to have the state finals. And these athlete animals are getting their points to qualify to go to those rodeos, to the bigger rodeos.
Okay. Is there a resource online where people can view all these times?
For the rodeo, yes. It's the Kodiak State Fair and Rodeo. I'm going to have to look at the actual website. But if you can go to Facebook, look up Kodiak Rodeo and State Fair, you'll see the flyers, the official flyers, and also at the Kodiak Rodeo and State Fair website, which I'm sorry, but I don't have it here in front of me.
Oh, that's okay. You can find that.
Definitely find it on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Go to Facebook, and you'll find the Kodiak Rodeo and State Fair site.
Okay.
Or page.
And what was that one event where people from the audience stand in a circle and you let loose the bulls?
This would be the calf scramble, or wait, that's running of the bulls. That's a different, not here.
Oh, nice.
In Spain.
Yeah. I studied abroad in Spain, and running of the bulls, that's basically where they let loose people and the bulls, and people kind of just have to use their own discretion and try not to get killed or be stupid, and then someone is always stupid and they get hurt.
It's pretty much, yes.
Someone who's American. Just a pattern. Just a pattern, not calling out America, just saying.
I'm pretty sure there's I've lived in Spain myself, and then I had a cousin who participated in that. And there was a lot of wine that was involved before.
That's what I heard, too. I heard that's what gets problematic.
Liquid courage, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But no, we don't have to worry about that here. That's not happening. But we will have a kid's calf scramble.
Okay. But we will not be letting loose any bulls on the children.
No, 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 not at all. No, these are a lot tamer. Yeah, we don't have to worry about any tramplings or anything.
That'd be like Hunger Games. That's not the kind of thing we're going for here. And are there going to be rodeo clowns? Is that a thing?
There are. We do have professional. Now, that is a profession, and that is very high position within a rodeo. They're very vital to the cowboys. Their livelihoods when they're participating and they're actually competing. These rodeo clowns actually are, you know, the lifeline between the cowboy and the animal. So, yes, there will be rodeo clowns, and they are professional. This is what they do for a living. They're a very interesting lot.
Is there official name rodeo clown?
From what I understand, yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Can anyone become a rodeo clown, like, on a short notice, or does it take, like, years and years of training?
Years and years of training. Yeah, that's not something you just want to get out there and do. Remember, the cowboy's also dependent on that clown, and especially when it comes to the bull riding and the bronc riding, it's up to them to distract those animals so that the fallen cowboy or the cowboy has gotten off the animal is not, you know, trampled or gored, you know, by the animal itself, you know, post ride.
This sounds a lot like bullfighting. Like, there are those different positions in bullfighting where at some point when the main bullfighter is having some issues, he kind of turns off to the side and you have these other people coming in, kind of distracting.
Definitely. It's similar to that. That's exactly what it is. But that's what makes it very dangerous. You know, so it is a profession. Like I said, it does take years and years of practice, and there's a lot of injuries involved, and so you got to have really good insurance.
Oh, dear God. So are you familiar with a hands-on? Have you ever tried this hands-on yourself, or?
As being a rodeo clown? Or
no, being in the rodeo. Like
being in the rodeo, I've dabbled in it, but as I said, there's lots of injuries, so that really went ahead and deterred me from making that a career. I've had cousins, a lot of cousins that were pro rodeo cowboys, and you know, eventually, just like any athlete, any professional athlete, it ends. You know, your career ends. You get older and you can't, you know, function as you did when you were in your younger 20s. So you have to move on, and moving on is the hardest part. First of all, because, well, it's something that you love to do, and it's, you know, it's a feeling that I can't personally explain because, you know, not having ever been pro, but just from what has been described to me. But then at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, you're pretty beat up, you know, doing these types of activities. That's why it is a profession, but it's a costly one, you know, physically.
And what age did your cousin stop?
Mid-20s.
Wow, that's early.
Yes, so lots of broken arms, lots of pulled, you know, this and that, you name it, broken legs, trampled on, you name it. There's so many different things that have happened to him, but that's a day in the boots of a cowboy. That's going to happen, and they accept those risks, and that's why I've always been very fond of them myself.
And is there something called wild steer milking? What is that?
Crazy is what it sounds like. I'm pretty sure there is. No, as a matter of fact.
No idea. I have no idea what that is, but if someone can Google that and let us know, that we'd be really curious to learn about that.
We might not want to hear the answer to that one.
I'm hoping that that's a real thing. I don't know what that is, but we'll just put that aside for now.
Yeah, let's table that one for now.
So what else should people know about this rodeo? What are the vitals?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Not only will we have the salsa and the chili cook-off, like we said, we had the barbecue and the dance. We're also going to, you'll have the kids drummers, the We Be Jammin'. They'll be performing and demonstrating their skills for us. We'll also have the Aludic dancers and the Tongan dancers as well. They'll be performing and demonstrating their craft at the fair. So we're really looking forward to that. As well as you're going to have vendors, all kinds of food for people who want to come out and try the different vendors that we're going to have. We'll definitely have St. Mary's. They'll be out there. The Chief Petty Officers Association from the Coast Guard base. They'll be selling their turkey legs, the River of Life Church, Crepe Escape. I know that's a new hit here in town, especially at the Crab Fest. I know they're a huge hit.
I love crepes, and they were amazing. I tried those.
Did you? Yeah. So I heard a lot of good things about them. They'll be there. Happy Time Sushi. They'll be serving their sushi, and I've had their sushi. It's phenomenal. I do like it, so I'm looking forward to them. And as well as Larry's Lunchbox. Larry's Lunchbox will be there serving his famous bison burgers and bison hot dogs. So those are very tasty also. But at the same time, we're going to have the Kodiak Island Racing Association. There will be a mud bog on Saturday, and on Sunday they'll be having races. So we have a lot of variety of events going on that really can appeal to anybody, every crowd, you know, every facet of interest that's you can imagine. We will have something for everybody. So that's what we're excited about, is a little bit of something for everybody. You know, you don't get this all the time. It's not here. You know, it's not something you can go to just walk, you know, on any given weekend or any given day. Just say, hey, I'm going to go and watch a race or see the dancers, you know, go to the midway. The midway is going to be something new. It's where, you know, the kids will get to, just not just the kids, but anybody can go play the various games and win prizes. And that's always fun to do. I've always found that's definitely an attraction that I like to attend and visit during any type of rodeo and fair.
What's your favorite part of a rodeo in general?
All of it, but the food. Always the food.
Always the food.
Because, you know, usually it's once a year type stuff. So like you were talking about earlier, the chili, you know, where are you going to get that many varieties of chili in one place and so many different recipes? And some will be good, some will be, you know, not so good. But just to see what somebody can do with that one dish is amazing.
Chili is amazing like that. And also, there are so many different ways to make chili. I've had sweet and sour and spicy, and you never know what you're going to get. It was always a surprise.
Definitely.
So thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming by and talking to us about this exciting rodeo, which I'm going to go to definitely because it's something I've never been to before. And if listeners want to know more about wild steer milking, you can call Jay Barrett at 907-486-3181. Thank you for listening.